proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton, and it's my delight to be with you today. And on today's program, I'd like to introduce you to a well-known Jewish believer in the Lord who has influenced many Christians due to his ministry and testimony for the Lord. And this program is part two of the story of Dr. Alfred Edersheim, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at IBJM. You may order your copy of this special book by calling 423-876-8150 or simply go online to ibjm.org. Now then, let's continue the story. Dr. Alfred Edersheim was born in Vienna, Austria on March 7th of 1825. In his early years, Edersheim distinguished himself by his outstanding powers of erudition and oratory, and he was held in high regard by Vienna's Jewish community, especially by his youth. Now, while studying in Hungary, Edersheim was led to the Lord under the influence of Reverend Wingate. After this, God led him to minister in Romania and later on to Scotland. For the next 15 years, Edersheim diligently studied philosophy and engaged in literary work, combining his studies and his writing with his church duties. These activities, however, imposed a heavy strain on his physical strength and so affected his health that he was compelled to leave Scotland for a warmer climate. He passed the winter of 1860-61 in southern England. When he had regained a measure of strength, he helped in the founding of the Church for Scottish Residents and Visitors and served as its minister until 1872. When failing health necessitated his retirement, after resigning his charge, he took up residence in Bournemouth, where he wrote The Temple, Its Ministries and Services at the Time of Jesus Christ. In 1875, Edersheim became the curate of the Priory Church in Christchurch, Hampshire, and published his Jewish Social Life in the Days of Christ. Sometime later, he became the vicar of Lodders in Dorsetshire, where he wrote The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, a book which greatly enriched Christian literature. This book will be a lasting memorial to the rare gifts and unfaltering diligence of the author and his utter devotion to Christ. Edersheim's scholarship was recognized far and wide, and the University of Gießen, Germany, conferred upon him the title of Doctor of Divinity. In 1882, he moved to Oxford, where the previous year, the university had conferred upon him the degree of Master of Arts. He was later appointed select preacher to the university. In 1885, his Warburton Lectures on Prophecy and History in Relation to the Messiah were published, and in 1886, he was appointed Grinfield Lecturer on the Septuagint at Oxford University. Among Edersheim's other contributions to sacred literature was Elisha the Prophet, His Life and Times, as well as History of the Jewish Nation from the Destruction of Jerusalem to the Establishment of Christianity in the Roman Empire. Edersheim was also an active translator and editor of various works, as well as well acquainted with Latin, Greek, Hebrew, German, French, Italian, and Hungarian. His earlier writings included Jewish and German stories translated into English for educational purposes. Edersheim's invaluable contributions to the biblical literature are worthy of a fuller account of his life and work. Unfortunately, the sources for such a work are comparatively scant due to Edersheim's modesty, which restrained him from recording the incidents and experience of his life. A memoir written by his daughter Ella is a collection of her father's fragmentary thoughts and criticisms. Dean Shaler Matthew of the Divinity School of Chicago University has said that although The Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah suffers from excessive pietism, Edersheim's work is not only masterly but invaluable. If one were to own but one life of Jesus, it would be Edersheim's. Edersheim's Life of Christ is a remarkable and outstanding volume. Christendom has failed to produce such an essential and valuable work in nearly 2,000 years of history, and it remained for a Jew to write this book. Edersheim, therefore, became one of the world's greatest teachers through the rich and powerful influence of his books. It was his delight to set down and to show how all Jewish hopes were fulfilled in Christ. To the end, he remained as intense and a brilliant a Jew as he was a profound and faithful Christian. Such was the life of Alfred Edersheim. Again, this is from the story of Alfred Edersheim, taken from Famous Hebrew Christians, published here at International Board of Jewish Missions. You can get your copy here by contacting IBJM. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.